When the art day gets rough, you just gotta keep on punching. And here's your Thunder Punch Daily with Jersey Drozd.
So today was a day for trying out new things, learning new stuff. And it will come as no surprise to anybody who's listened to anything that I've done for a long time that that's been one of the themes of my creative endeavors, is always trying out new things and learning as many new things as possible, which sounds kind of bromidic, you know? It's like, never stop learning. Go forth and follow your trail, follow your path, and never keep adding to your tool set and so on. It's a drum that I've been beating on for a long time, but also it's common advice that's just thrown out. And the problem with common advice is that it does tend to sound lofty and not very applicable, because who's got the time? After all, I'm going to talk about comics because that is my want. I always use that as an example because that is the thing that consumes me, after all. But in making a comic, you got 100 battles on every page, right? You know, perspective, framing your shots, picking the right moment to properly convey the emotional and narrative elements that you want in there, color choices, line value, just drawing the thing accurately or keeping it on model. How are we going to compose the panel structure versus in conjunction with or in harmony with the balloon spotting and the moment choice? There's a lot to do there, right? What, you're going to tell me that I got to be also trying out new things and learning new things on top of all this stuff? What new things are you going to learn? Are you going to practice your figure drawing? Are you going to keep on punching at your color theory? Are you going to be trying out new inking techniques, inking tools? Are you going to be trying out new software? Are you going to be trying out new workflows, right? It easily turns into something that isn't very manageable or applicable. And as ever, it always boils down to picking which battles you want to fight and chipping at them in little tiny ways. And as a case in point, how do I make this manageable for myself? Well, I have to express gratitude today for Rachel, my production assistant, because sometimes I really do wonder who is doing the mentoring here. And I've been training her in a lot of things, like and she's been doing flatting for me, but throughout that the job she's done for me, I've also been training her in doing lettering, in doing coloring. She colored two of my books that came out this year, from Captain Seriously and the Supermaster Sentinels. As a matter of fact, I got another book coming out next fall, which she colored as well. So I've been training her in that. And all the while, I've been training her in different software, you know, training her in Manga Studio. She's now flatting for me in Manga Studio / Clip Studio Paint. Started taking on some of the Boulder and Fleet pages I've been working on, and she's flatted all of the RoboForce pages for me so far. I think the last 8 pages she did in Manga Studio. And having her around has been very instructive inspiring in keeping my thirst for learning new things alive. Not that I had a huge problem with it, but she gives it a signal boost for me, because she, being a young beginning cartoonist, she wants to know it all. She wants to learn all of it, and the more she learns, the more she sees the weak points in other works. You know, once you learn how to do something kind of well, you see when it's easier for you to spot when somebody's not doing it as effectively as they could be. And so she wants to conquer it even more. She wants to, like, I want to do it the best ever. I want to be I want to be an amazing letterer. I don't just want to do lettering and do a serviceable job of it. I want to do an amazing job of it so that I can, put out something really terrific, right? And so as we were working today and talking, she was like, "Well, I want to do more lettering. I want to get some gigs doing lettering, and I really want to learn, you know, new things, new techniques of lettering, and asking for help in finding work in that direction." And in talking about how to get some material for her portfolio, I broke out some of my old work for her to re-letter to add to her portfolio. And we were both laughing at, oh boy, 2002 Jersey did not understand lettering or sound design at all. We had a rough, crude, rudimentary understanding of it, but not the way that I do now. And then also, you know, I was training her today in audio editing. And because I'm getting ready to start handing over some of the Saturday Supercast editing to her, as Dave Roman and I gear up to do some more of those recordings. And in showing her that, just listening to her excitement as I'm showing her all the neat things that this audio software I have can do, because I have like a pretty fancy piece of audio software called Ableton Live, which is used for a lot of professional music makers and audio engineers, things like that. And just listening to how excited she got when I showed her what little I knew about it, and knowing that when she digs into it and starts messing around with it, she's going to unlock new things that I never thought to do. That's exciting. And then just today, as she was flatting the Boulder and Fleet page, she said, just as an offhanded comment, she said, boy, I sure am glad that there's this neat feature where you can take the paint bucket tool and just drag it around areas, and it'll just automatically fill the areas as you drag. So you don't have to like point and click. You just click and drag to fill it. Now, I didn't know you could do that. She just mentioned it offhand. She's like, oh, yeah, it's just something you can do. I was like, oh, my gosh, that's totally going to help out a lot with future things that I'm working on. And so this spirit of just trying out new things led me to finally take the leap and try doing full coloring of the RoboForce book in Manga Studio. Up till now, what I'd been doing, I'd been inking, I'd been penciling the pages in, or thumbnailing the pages on the Galaxy Note in Layer Paint HD, then importing those thumbnails into Manga Studio on my Surface Pro, finish tightening up the pencils there, then inking the page in Manga Studio, then exporting that to Photoshop and coloring it in Photoshop on my desktop. But just the spirits were so high with this whole idea of just keep trying new little things all the time. I said, well, what the heck, you know? I've only got a few pages left of this book. Let's see if I can color a page. And I was working on a relatively simple page compared to some of the others. Let's just give it a shot. Let's dive in there and do it. And yeah, it's a bit different. There's some different things to learn. It slowed me down a little bit, but I was feeling really good about it. And I guess, I'm thinking aloud right now. You know, when you try new things and it doesn't work immediately and you're under deadline, it can get kind of frustrating, and you could wind up saying, well, this is something I'm going to have to learn later on. You know, when I have some time to goof around, I'll have to play with this, because right now I don't have time to mess with it. But when you're feeling that high-spirited kind of like, you know, trying out new things is neat, the slowdown didn't affect me negatively, and I wound up just pressing on and unlocking a few new ways to think about coloring my comics. Also, I started playing around with some apps. Now, I checked, and these are not on iOS, as far as I know, but they are on Android, and I tried this one called Shades, S-H-A-D-Z, and there's like a little umlaut dealy over the A. And it's this cool app that you just use your phone's camera, and you point it at a color, and then it gives you some suggested color swatches, and it gives you like complementary, triad, and analog or analogous colors. Gives you a bunch of different little swatches that you can then export as a JPEG and just use as a color reference. And I had the marvelous experience of trying it on a page I already completed, and the suggested color palettes it gave me were actually pretty close to what I landed on. So it was like, hooray for me, very intuitively landing on good color schemes, at least according to an Android app. But I broke that out today too when working on the RoboForce page to say, well, let's see what happens if I play with some more expressive colors, some less representational colors, and let's see what kind of swatch palette I get out of this thing. Let's try to work within those parameters just to create like an extra little limitation on my day to see what comes of it. And you know what? It picked some colors that I wouldn't have picked, and I've been slowly working through the page, and I'm kind of liking what's coming together out of it. So yeah, just high spirits today in regards to playing, working in a spirit of play, which is, again, a bromidic thing to say. But I guess this to round off my point, it all comes back to, for me today, it comes back to something Rob's been talking about in his Polytechnicast, this notion of mentoring. And mentoring is not just giving back to the next generation, because that is like my primary motivation. As somebody who grew up in a very rural area without a lot of access to art education, I know that 14-year-old me would have, you know, chewed his arm off to get his hands on access to professional cartoonists who could actually share a lot of resources and expertise early on in my development. But also, I mean, I just get a lot out of it as well. And I've reported this in my teaching too. You know, like this is one of the things, I guess I'm just like doing like a big pitch, a big sale for going out and mentoring somehow once you've achieved a little bit at your work. And this is why I think the Art Sound Off Challenge is kind of cool, because in a way it's like sort of like this very dispersed mentoring by sharing your experiences, right? But where was I going with that? Oh, I've said this in my about my teaching, is that sometimes when the kids come back to me with things that they've been trying on their own at home, they wind up instructing me, or they find a new way to approach a thing that I've never thought of before. And you know, in the best case scenario, it's a fully two-way street, not just in terms of teaching and then learning. Like I teach, the student learns, but also the student reciprocates that and teaches me whether they know it or not. And I guess that would be a large component of why I managed to stay so upbeat about this comics making jazz, because it is awfully tough sometimes. So mentoring, teaching, very cool, very, very positive, a positive part, a positive experience for me, and a positive developed new things in my work in very positive ways, I guess. So who am I? Jersey Droz, cartoonist and teaching artist, comicsaregreat.com, boulderandfleet.com. As I mentioned earlier, this recording is part of the Art Sound Off Challenge, where I and my buddy Rob Stenzinger have challenged ourselves to record an audio reflective journal about our art day every day for the month of November 2014. And you can find out more about it by going to artsoundoff.com or following the hashtag on Twitter, artsoundoff. If you're listening to this way after the fact, who knows if that hashtag will even result in anything, because Twitter kind of buries all of its stuff after a while. You can at least go to artsoundoff.com, and maybe Rob and I can try to find a way to collect all of these art sound offs into one location after the fact, so they are searchable and indexable and listenable after the fact. So guess what? I'll be back tomorrow with another Thunder Punch Daily. And until then, remember, everybody.
Today we saw Professor Smolin find a great treasure. It wasn't gold or jewels, but something even more precious, knowledge. There are many places to find knowledge, and one of the easiest and best is a museum. Museums are storehouses of knowledge where you can see and learn all sorts of fascinating things. There's probably one close to you, so pay a visit. Remember, knowledge is power, and you can get the power.